This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. I'm exceedingly excited because I've got Dan Kaplan joining me right now.
Good afternoon, people.
He's my extra special hungover co-host. Now, we're both in a bit of a bad boat right now, aren't we?
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. I'm exceedingly excited because I've got Dan Kaplan joining me right now.
Good afternoon, people.
He's my extra special hungover co-host. Now, we're both in a bit of a bad boat right now, aren't we? Feeling a little bit worse for wear.
I've definitely felt better.
This seems to be some kind of trend because the last time you came in,
I swear, it's not a common thing. I don't drink every day.
No, because the reason you did was, well, kind of out celebrating in a way because it was the Brits last night.
Yeah.
And your single is currently at number two on the charts. And did you just say in most countries it's in the top 10?
Yeah. It's doing pretty well.
Whoa, indeed.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
I'm still kind of can't quite believe it. My mum keeps calling me every time she hears it. She's like,
"Oh,
no, it's getting annoying now because she calls me like four times a day." She's like, "I heard it again.
I heard it again. You would believe it.
It's in Waitrose. They're everywhere."
That's cute, though. You got to get used to that, babe.
Yeah, no. She's cute.
The life of a pop star, sing star,
hero.
That's what happens.
I definitely get used to that.
Yeah, I think it's definitely better than your mum ringing you being like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, no. She does that as well.
So you're going to be doing the whole show with me today as my extra special co-host.
Damn straight.
And we're going to get through it together.
Sweet. Yeah, we'll survive.
You've got a big load of water there and you've got some kind of fruity tea.
I do need a fruity tea.
It's coming in.
Nice.
Maybe it's sat out there waiting for you.
Nice.
One of the girls will bring it in. They're lovely like that.
How are you feeling?
Do you know what? I'm okay because, as I told you, I drank loads of water before I went to bed. But I didn't have as much to celebrate as you, so maybe I didn't go as hard.
I went in. I completed alcohol.
You did night. Complete. We bumped into each other, didn't we? At the Warner Music after party. And you were there with your friend Jess Glynn.
Yeah.
And then what happened? So tell us about your night. Let's have a little rundown of Dan Kaplan's evening.
Well, it started off
really well in Wetherspoons, did it
not? Yeah, it started off in Wetherspoons watching the Brits on my phone and having a vodka soda.
Oh, vodka soda.
Yeah,
hey.
Well, you've got to look after your figure nowadays.
I like
Can't drink Guinness all the time.
I know, I like that. I like that vibe. Even though it tastes like shit.
Yeah, it does. It does taste like just bubbly water.
Bubbly vodka.
Yeah, bubbly vodka.
Which is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to just keep saying bubbly vodka to you throughout the show because I think that's going to... You might...
It's bringing up some bad memories.
So you headed down to the after parties and then what went down? I mean, you said you had a good night.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it's like the first time I've gone to a party and people knew who I was.
Pretty big deal.
Well, no. But like, it was still like cool. People were like,
"Listen,
I like your music." I was like... "You know my music? Sick." Like, it was cool.
That must be a really lovely feeling.
Yeah, it was. It was that. It was good.
You've been working very hard, so you deserve that. You deserve to be there with people loving your music.
Yeah, thank you.
And also, you've got a song that's number two in the charts.
Yeah, Drake can...
Go away.
Yeah, he can
obviously, one. Drake, great song, but you have had a fair few number ones. So if you could stand aside...
I did tweet him, being like, "Mate, can you...
take one for the team."
Yeah, just give us a little tweet and be like, "Right, just buy this one for a week."
Yeah. Come on. So you were partying with your co-singer. How do you say it? The person you sang the song with, Jess.
Collaborating.
Yeah. Here we are doing our stuff really well. So you were with Jess. How was she? Did she have fun time at the Brits?
Yeah. She was loving it. She was on really good form. It's the first time we've actually partied together. And like, we're both on the similar vibe.
She looked great.
Yeah, she looked wicked, man. That her hair's fucking great.
Yeah, you can swear, babe.
Oh, great.
you can fuck away all you want.
Yeah.
Your face then was. Yeah. I should have let that go. I should have kept that running. I should have been like, oh my God, we're going to have to go off air. I'm so sorry, everyone. Dan's ruined everything.
Such a douchebag.
You do realise that FUBAR stands for fucked up beyond all recognition. So.
Yeah,
No, it doesn't really. FUBAR is our. Well, you can mean whatever you want it to mean.
I like that. Fucked up by.
Beyond. All.
I can't speak.
You can't speak or see today.
I'm fucked up beyond recognition.
Yes, I think that's definitely what happened last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Too many vodka sodas, if I may.
Yeah. God, what happened to me? Changed.
You're changed. Since I last saw you, you're just this big deal now, man.
He's got an old pop star, hasn't he?
Yeah. Rolling through 6 vodka sodas deep. What time did you go to bed, Dan?
Do you want the honest answer or the lie?
No, I don't want any lies.
Lie, 3 a.m. Honest answer, like 5 a.m.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
That's not bad.
No, I mean, I was in Soho and I got lost.
Oh, the worst.
And my phone ran out of battery and I had to beg this guy who was closing up
his bar. Were you on your own?
Yeah, because I jumped out of Jess's car because they were going north and I was like, I'm going east.
And you made a panic, rash decision.
Yeah, yeah. And I instantly regretted it because I looked at my phone and it was like dead. I was like, oh, crap.
Oh, great.
So I had to jump into a bar in Soho and be like, can you please charge my phone? 5 minutes.
Aww.
And they did.
They let you. Especially at 5 a.m. No one's nice at five a.m.
Yeah. Well, he looked a little bit worried because I had my hoodie up. I was like, "Please, can I borrow you?
Hello.
Please, can I use your electricity?" But he was cool.
I wonder if he has any idea that you're currently battling Drake for the number one single in the UK.
I might have been banging on about that one.
Good. I hope you were. If I was you, I'd be banging on about it constantly.
Yeah, no.
I've got to say, these days is on my playlist. It's on my walking to stuff playlist.
Oh,
which is like, I walk to a lot of stuff, so I hear it a lot.
Do you have it downloaded or do you have it on Spotify?
No, I've got it. I bought it, babe.
Oh,
I'm supporting.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, Harriet.
Yeah, I'm here for you. I've got you.
My girl.
That's why I've got you on.
We're not on TV, so you can't see me. But
I know we're filming this. Don't you worry.
Oh, hello.
It's not going out live, so.
Oh, sweet.
But it can do if you like.
No.
We'll see later. See how much naughty stuff you get up to. Right, let's play a little song. We can have a breather.
Nice.
And then we're going to get some guests in. I think Young are coming into the studio. They might be doing a little sing-song for us.
Y-O-U-N-G.
Y-O-U-N-G. Mm. And we've got Bloom Twins coming in a little bit later, Dream Wife and Dwayne Flames. So it's a jam-packed show.
It's going to be fun.
So whistle-stop tour of great music right now. So talking of whistle-stop tours of great music, God, what a segue.
Oh, smashed it.
I'm going to play a little bit of Ray and Kojo Funds. This is their new one. It's called Check. Have you heard this?
Yeah, it's good.
Banger.
7 days. Vibes.
Yeah.
Said you're gonna do that. Move me. Never said that you would do that.
Baby, come and look into my eyes. Yeah, I know the feeling is right. Yeah, I just need you tonight. Need you tonight. Baby girl, you're coming around. I know you're staying around because you never wanna leave. Bumper clock. And then I go in and out. And then I hear your sound saying I'm everything you need. Ooh, yeah. You wanna know where we can go? All the way to Fernando. You wanna be my Nintendo. But you gotta know I don't play no games.
It's true, I'd be a mess here without you. And I hold you down, you don't need to stress. So let me just lay up on your chest.
She making me weak check, grind that check. Raise that check and got the lighter check. Roll the weed and let me smoke the cess. And you can lay up on my chest. She making me weak check, grind that check. Raise that check and got the lighter check. Roll the weed and let me smoke the cess. And you can lay up on my chest.
Looking like you care what you came for. Tell me what you want, is it me though? Love it when you watch how my weed smoke. So loud, I don't feel me. And you best pick it up when I FaceTime. Cause you know that you're all mine. I wanna roll in my car, come wherever you are. Got whatever you need, baby, you get it. Like I say it's true. I'd be a mess here without you. And I hold you down, you don't need to stress.
check. Roll the weed and let me smoke this incense. You can lay up on my chest. She making me weak check. Grind the check. Raise the check and got the lighter check. Roll the weed and let me smoke this incense. You can lay up on my chest. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know I need you, yeah.
You know he needs me, yeah.
You know I want you, yeah.
You know he wants me, yeah.
Raise the check and got the lighter check. Roll the weed and let me smoke this incense. You can lay up on my chest. Baby, I'm signing my ride. Baby, it's my big black night. Hoping that it don't take a life. Baby, it will feel alright. Missy, baby, girl, the sign in my life. Baby, it's my big black night. Hoping that it don't take a life. Baby, it will feel alright. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, this is Reggie Snow and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
Look back to never look behind, no. And I haven't looked.
Fubar Radio presents
Show with James.
A huge welcome to Beth and Karina. One thing I remember from Black Panther, I think that's one of the first times that I've seen a kick-ass female character that hasn't been sexy kick-ass, like Tomb Raider Lara Croft. I wanted to be Tomb Raider, but I'm like, but everything, she kind of kicks with her butt at the right angle.
Yeah. And but what's like, important with her character is that she uses her brain more than she uses her body, and that is just so great to see.
And she whips off the weave.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was the best.
When you got a fight, you got to whip off your weave.
Every Friday. Backroom Show with Johanna James. From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
God, I'm really struggling with these earrings. I can't keep
them. Yeah, I see. Every time you put them on, you're struggling, man.
Oh, Young are in the studio.
Woo!
Lads.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, if you say so. More like chilling.
I'm liking it.
I know the feeling.
Dan Kaplan is chilling, maxing, and relaxing today.
I'm trying to get as comfortable as possible.
You look chilled over there.
Doesn't he?
I'm in mind, maybe, but my body's dying here. I'm struggling, man.
I actually need to take a picture of this.
Because he looks too fly.
Yeah. Boys, how are you? It's lovely to have you in.
Fantastic. Yeah, we're all right. We're all right.
Just to go right in on the mic so that we can hear your sexy voices.
Hello.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, was that it?
Hello.
Oh, all right. Two for the price of one.
Okay, so we're going to try and play a little music in a second, aren't we?
Yes.
We're going to play the new single, which is called Lazy, right? Do you want to tell us a little bit about it before you sing a song?
Sure. Well, okay. So we got introduced as lads today.
Sorry.
No. That's okay. And I think a little bit about what this song is about is just being ourselves. We just like chilling. We like comfort. We like candles. Mm-hmm. We like nice bedding.
Candles.
I love the
that's
candles.
So
you
know what I'm R&B. Saying?
Yankee candles.
Yeah. Ooh.
You see where we're going.
Fancy.
I don't know. Yeah. It's a song about just chilling. It's shot in my room and it's just a bit of fun.
Cute. So,
yeah.
So did you have to tidy your room?
It was in my room, so I tidied it a bit too much because I wanted to kind of show off. Actually, I'm not that lazy.
So then everyone's like, "Oh, is he a bit too tidy?"
Yeah. It was a weird moment, but I dettled up. You know, when he was ready.
Right. So should we give it a go? Are you guys ready? Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, so do you want... I was going to introduce it, but then I thought, do you know what?
Introduce it first.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think if you guys are ready, or we can keep chatting for a bit longer. Not ready. So we'll keep chatting. Let's chat.
It seems like we need more of a chat. That's what I was thinking.
What I'm thinking is I'd like to talk more, if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely. Harry, you're such a goddamn professional, you know.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Kept it together.
Yeah. Listen.
Smashing it.
No one at home knows that we're trying to fiddle with chords right now.
No, we're not fiddling with it.
Also, I keep calling the words wrong things, don't I? Like a chord, it's like, no, that's not what we're...
Yeah.
Close enough.
Guys, they need some more chords in here. They need some more guitars. Bring them in.
What
we need to do is swing. Abby, could you come
in? Do you want me to rap and then swing?
Yeah. I'll just swing mine straight
over. No, don't worry. We've got no stress. Abby's going to come in and sort the mic situation out. So while we're doing that, let's talk a little bit about you guys. So you guys are from Manchester. Have you come down from there today?
Yeah, very long journey. 4 hours. All for you.
We really appreciate you coming down. Dan especially, who's...
I do appreciate you coming
down.
You look ecstatic.
I am.
Dan, it's just, you look great for someone who's on gold.
Oh, mate. I was not looking good this morning. No, I'm excited to hear the song, man.
So I'm really excited as well because I haven't actually heard this one. It's so brand. I was checking out Exposure and also your previous one, What I Gotta Do.
Yep.
Loving it.
Nice research.
Yeah. Hey, nice. Guys, nice. I do actually do my job, you know. No, it's really lovely to have you guys down here. You're a little bit different in terms of your style. It's not like just pop. It's kind of like a little genre fluidity in there, you know.
Ooh.
How would you guys describe yourselves?
That's a new phrase. That's I like nice. That. Like, genre fluidity, did you just say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is. We do.
You're
we
welcome.
Do run fluid with our genres.
Yeah.
That's some mighty big words there, Harriet.
Yeah.
I think you need to tone it down a bit.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Not hungover talk right now, is it?
Yeah, what should we have a look? Are you ready if you can just come and get a mic?
If I get a mic, I'm ready.
Let me pass you this one.
Dan, that's ever so kind.
I'll move over here.
Yeah, there we go.
Right, you have that one, Ben, and I'll have this one.
There we go. Oh, now everyone's happy.
Now we're sold.
Shall I sing as well? Because I've got
if
a mic.
Want,
okay. So we've got Young in the studio, and they're going to be performing their brand new single, Lazy.
No, you got that mixed up there. We're going to be performing one of our songs, Lost Boy, and then you're going to play Lazy.
Oh, sorry.
Professional.
To be fair to me, you changed your mind about 8 times in the 30 seconds.
Yeah, we did.
No.
But you did push us forward half an hour.
Do you know what? That wasn't me. Listen, I'm just here trying to do my job, guys. Right, I'm going to shut up now. I'm very looking forward to hearing this. Do you want to introduce it for us as well, then?
Yeah. This one is Lost Boy. Anyone don't know it, I've got a Peter Pan tattoo all down my left arm, so why not write a song about it?
All right, guys, I'm very much looking forward to this. Now I'm going to be quiet. I'll shut up.
Okay, blue coat.
Wake up, then I see demons. Turn on TV, then I see grievance. Corporate man needs seceding. Oh boy, I should've CV'd him. Rush out to the back, CDs in. Come to the show, 3D brief him. Full refund if you we leave even. I don't wanna do no 9-to-5. I don't wanna do no 9-to-5. I don't really got much money left. I'ma spend it while I'm alive. Yes, I got that first degree. It did nothing for my soul. If I get in cold, my skin, who gives a fuck? When I'm old, your little lost boy. Your little lost boy. Take my hand like Peter Pan, or we'll fly to Neverland. Hey, you're running away. Take my hand. Take my hand.
Yeah, this one's for the youth. You for the storyboard tour. Not everybody Toby Ward born. Found faith for the audio form. Pass amber, then a week for the apex. Then a grieve and a stay left. Grown men that's cheating the wires. Preaching the rights and advise me on safe sex. Okay, then tell us. Then you wanna be made wetters. Wanna be a big man, never make errors. When you gonna get a real job? Look at boy, you hate that job. I never stay jealous, no. Like pray do tell us. Fully wanna know about the company car. You may be lost and I may be broke, but at least I got this far. Yeah.
Your little lost boy.
Hey, hey, hey.
Your little lost boy. Take my hand like Peter Pan, and we'll fly to Neverland. Hey, you're running away. Take my hand. Take my hand.
Cheers, guys.
What a way to start the show. Yeah,
thank you. So, we are different. It's like rock reggae vibes, isn't it? So.
I love it. That was sick. The harmony's on point.
Thank you.
On point.
That's a really good song, man.
Cheers, man. Sick.
Yeah, really good. I like really, it. Really enjoyed that. I've done a little video on Instagram. I was so excited.
Oh. Well, sure. Since you're talking about Instagram, I'm going to plug ours.
Yes, that's why I was saying it.
Do that shameless promotion, mate.
Because,
do it.
Because
it's Young Official UK on everything, Insta, Twitter, Facebook, the lot.
That's check clever.
I'll give you a follow.
That's clever social media for you guys. So you're about to go off on your first UK headline tour. Yeah, now, that's huge. That is huge, right?
Right?
No? You guys are just like, no, not really. Nah.
Right. When do you guys start the tour?
So we start on the 28th of February, which is only 6 days away. Oh, yeah. So very fast. Yeah, it's come real quick.
We start
in Glasgow on the 28th and then finish in Manchester on the 5th.
Got Camden Assembly, right?
Camden Assembly on the 4th, which is a Sunday. So I hope you're all coming down.
All three of you. If,
yeah, I'll come.
What
I'll
else
come
are you doing on a
I'll come along. Yeah, yeah.
Dude. Apart from watching Dancing on Ice.
Yeah. 100%, I'm there. I can put Dancing on Ice on record for this one.
Yes, yeah, do it.
Yes, you can.
So that is in itself huge. But what I want to know, guys, is obviously headline tour, big things. What's on the rider?
That's a good one. On the rider.
Right. Like red wine.
Yeah, ooh, yeah. Okay.
See,
come through Chateau Neuf to Pat.
Fussy rider guys in the corner over there. Jamie's like, oh, I want grapes. I want Wrigley's chewing gum. I want
only
room
Wrigley's
temperature water. Water that doesn't go in a fridge. It goes outside the fridge.
You got to do this.
He loves it.
Absolute diva, mate. Yeah, I love it.
I'm super into diva stuff, so don't worry.
Yeah, just red M&M's.
We've got a candle on our rider.
Candle
Skittles.
We have.
Yeah.
We have the cereal.
That is the second time in this interview that you guys have mentioned candles, which I'm into. Are you going to start your own candle line? What's happening?
Maybe, actually. Yeah.
We were actually thinking about that. The first band to do merchandise of like candles.
And what's your favourite smell, babe?
Ooh. I'm more of like a... Have you tried the Fluffy Towels one from Yankee Candle?
Oh, my God, that's the cutest thing you've ever said.
Fluffy Towels?
Probably ever in your life. I've only known you 5 minutes, but... No, I haven't, but it sounds amazing.
Christmas candles. Yeah.
You can't beat a Christmas candle, but then it's really weird to smell them outside of December, isn't it? It's like, whoa! No cinnamon.
In my house, it's like that all the time.
I can't come Christmas. To your house, babe. Yeah. Stop asking me to come to your house. God. So there's a little bit of everything in here. It's not me, babe. It's him.
It's the blue coat.
You know, it's a bit rocky, a bit poppy, a bit alternative, a bit reggae.
You want to throw any other genre in there?
Well, anyway, you said bit rocky, alternative.
Sorry.
Dan Kaplan.
Sorry,
I'll speak to you outside in 5 minutes.
Places, sorry, my bad.
tell me a little bit about your influences, guys. Obviously, there is five of you, so there's going to be a lot of influences whirling around the influence pool. But give me some in-depth, you know, not in-depth.
Right, we'll go around each member and we'll all give our own.
Yeah, that would be great.
Nice.
So just remember to pull that mic down closer towards you two boys. Yeah.
She's saying you're not professional, basically.
So I'm Chess, I'm the singer, and I bring like the rock element to the group.
Rock and
I'm
roll.
Into Green Day, stuff like that, Linkin Park, Kasabian.
Yes, Linkin Park.
Like driving music, do you know what I mean? So that's where I come in.
Sick.
Okay. My name's Ben, I am the rapper.
I am the rapper.
So I like Wu-Tang Clan, I like Lupe Fiasco. I like Logic. I like old school people like Jurassic 5.
Sick.
I like, you know, Will Smith.
Even Will.
I was gonna say Big Will then, but then that.
Yeah, Big Willie
Will
style.
Smith. That's it.
Big Willie style.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Took the words out of my mouth.
Did you know Getting Jiggy With It was written by Nas?
Was it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Why do you know that? That's such a good piece of knowledge.
Because I'm a weirdo and pick up weird facts. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
He wrote it and he was like, "Is this is way too poppy for me. Give it to Will Smith."
One of the biggest bangers in history as
I hope
well.
That's actually true. I was just about to like, is that true?
Right, no, fact check is out there, let's go.
It is.
Right.
So I'm Graham, I'm the drummer. And I grew up like listening to like metal music, like Slipknot and stuff like that when I was younger. But since I've grown up, I've started listening to like a lot of like gospel drummers, like church drummers.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, I really
man.
Appreciate
they got,
that.
They've got tracks for days.
Yeah, they're like
a lot of like. Yeah. A lot of musicians that I know in real life started off as gospel sort of church drummers.
My band is all church, and they're brothers as well. So like they're just so on point.
You're having those shred offs, and I'm just
it's ridiculous.
But then, like I DJ at the weekend, so I'm completely into like house music. So I like Axwell and Grosso and all like all them sort of artists as well. So
you're spread about, mate.
Just a big genre.
Yeah, I'm literally like a confused bubble walking about.
But you've created some confused bubble of amazingness with this band, so I'm happy with it. Right, you boys.
We always say, so I'm Jamie, I'm the guitarist and the producer of the band. I like my house music, I produce house as well. Trance music, I ghost produce some people as well. But yeah, I like my rock and indie, but also my electronic stuff as well, so it's got a fusion.
By the way.
Sort of throw that in there, I ghost produce.
Yeah. I'm a ghost.
You gotta do.
I'm Tom, I play bass, and I'm a huge Oasis fan, so
yes.
I'm into them massively, but I like things like grime.
Yeah.
So it's like, I like anything really, from it's catchy or anything like that.
Well, it's whatever you're doing, it's working, guys. That was a bit like Blind Date, wasn't it? It was like, hi, I'm Harriet, and I like long walks on the beach, and drum and bass.
What's your genre of music? What do you like?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
You can't say a little bit of everything.
No one ever asks me any questions.
I feel bad now.
No. Yeah, thanks, Dan. No, I will tell you, my favourite genre is probably hip hop. That's what I know most about. That's where my passion is. But I love pop, you know. I really like pop and I really like grime. And the only music I don't really like is very, very heavy metal. And trance, sorry.
Drop that in here.
I'm so sorry. I nearly didn't say it. Then I was just like, just be honest, Harriet. Be honest. They'll like you for being honest. Yes. I'm being honest.
I don't think they're going to like me anymore either. I've grown out of it now.
I find it a bit stressful because I like to be able to sing along.
Trance.
I like to sing along just to music.
On the way down here, this is a true conversation. James said, please don't mention I produce trance. Say I produce house. Now he's even saying it.
No way is, because you got me proud when you started, Jez.
Yes, you should be proud.
Well, yeah, no, because you know Mrs. a trance producer, but I say house because that's what I'm doing now.
Don't be embarrassed of trance, bro.
Mate, I never embarrassed.
Own trance, mate. Own it.
That's it, isn't it? But I mean, the thing with us is, I mean, people say, who do you sound like? And we don't really know.
No
one.
Well,
that's good.
That's the good thing.
But you shouldn't sound like anybody. You should sound like you.
Go on.
So basically,
what was the question though?
Who do we sound like?
Much closer to the mic, boyo.
So I'm going to say,
there he is.
If 21 Pilots and Red Hot Chili Peppers met the Streets and Rizzle Kicks, we'd be their offspring straight away.
Okay. How long have you been waiting to say that? Because I feel like you've
this whole interview.
Humble.
I get this all the time. I'm like, give me this question. This is my question.
It's mine.
Hand me this over.
I bet you were lying in bed like, I know what to say.
Plan that all day.
Yeah. If you could plan one answer, but that's the only thing you say for the whole interview. It's like, no, can't answer anything else. I've been thinking about that one answer for like 2 weeks, so just leave it at that.
I can see where you're coming from.
That was really good of Graham. Normally we just get a kablackum.
Yeah. That's to make random noises.
Yeah, oh, good boy. Keep
in
at
the van,
it.
He's going.
That's a really good. You've sort of segued me into a good question. What is the band antics? Because you're about to go on tour. You're about to learn even more about each other.
Absolutely. See a band like us and being energetic on stage like that, but off stage, I'm just not that person. I'm quite a chiller.
Yeah.
Like I said, with like dressing gowns, chilling, having a cup of tea, stroking my cats, like seeing my mates, inviting them round. That's what I'm about. I don't like going out partying. So
boring.
It is boring. I get bored. Yeah, boy, you're lazy.
Yeah.
I can't be in a place where they're playing Fat Man Scoop anymore in my life. If that song comes on one more time, no one's effing tonight. Me, I'm going home.
Done it all.
And now Fat Man Scoop.
Yeah. Dan, you've got this, man. You need to come in more often. So when you go off on tour, is there anyone that you know in the band? You're like, okay, we're gonna have to like really make sure that you're because like the annoying one. I'd hate to say it, but the one that does but everyone does something that you're like, oh, come on. Yeah.
Well, we do have two members where we compare them to dogs.
Oh!
Yeah, they do have dog-like traits. Like, they could be like,
who is it?
Oh, no.
Bull?
I don't know about that.
That's yours. That's from you.
I'm being sarcastic. It's Chinese Year of the Dog. We've got two dogs in the band. Let's roll with it.
Oh, okay.
That's a good omen. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got a good year.
And what's on for the rest of the year, guys? After the tour, you've obviously just dropped Lazy, and we can see the video, which is in your bedroom.
It is.
And you cleaned it ever so special.
So the video came out last night, yesterday, and it's got over 50,000 plays on it in one day. So
we're
61, yeah. So we're buzzing with that. What can you expect from us this year? Just lots of gigs.
Yep.
Some TV performances, radio performances, whatnot.
Just so like this one.
You might see our face soon, not just hear our voice.
I'd say come see the live show because it's a lot different to that. There's not really standing still.
Where
are you guys playing in Manchester?
Deaf Institute.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's got the longest, like, when you have to load in, it's like four floors up.
We'll be fine.
Dragging your
equipment. Yeah, good
up
job
where
you don't need to load in.
Hashtag.
All right, big timers.
It's just our mate. It's only our mate. We're hiring for 50 quid for the tour.
Oh, right.
Hashtag musician chat. I'll just stay over here.
I forgot what we were doing. I was just chatting.
No, this is good stuff, Dan. Keep it up.
Nice.
Okay, should we play your song now?
Please.
Yeah. Okay, boys. So this is the brand new single. It's Lazy. And it's been lovely to have you on the show. Thank you so much for travelling all the way here.
No problem.
Singing a song.
Big up, lads.
Yeah. Thanks. Massive big up. Massive big up. That song's awesome. And also the harmonies. I just love when, like, harmonies is the most satisfying thing to listen to,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's
like,
a good tune, man.
I mean, I just can't do it, so I won't try.
You've got it.
We're doing vocal warm-ups on the way down.
That's what it is, really.
I am the sixth member. Okay, right. Let me find that.
Sorry.
Why is that funny? I think that's really likely
also,
to happen.
Also, were you just singing Mr. Sandman?
Yes. Mr. Sandman. Yes. Right, boys, let's be serious. Lazy, do you want to introduce it for us?
You doing it?
Go on, Ben.
Okay. Aya, we're young, and this is our new single, Lazy.
Yay.
I don't really care if the world's mean mugging me. I don't care if the scene's not loving me. Deep guys, if it's gonna be, it's gonna be. Watching Austin Powers joking about machine jubilees. I could use a cup of tea. Grew up, farmer boss, leave the house. You can tie my shoe up. Man, I damn my shoes, I could do something new up. And I can't be asked to make the last light right. And my dip is assorted. Local shops closed.
Mission avoided.
And when I said the dip was really nice and mean, you what I meant is I wish you were a slice of pizza. I would eat your pepperoni bacon, nice island feet.
What is that?
Highlights and feet.
What you think to you?
This is Lethal Bizzle. You're listening to Harriet on FUBAR Radio. Pow, pow.
Shine on, diamond. Don't make me wait another day. 'Cause passion is passion. You know it just as well as me. From love, running from love. Let's start, my baby. Let's start running from us, running from us. Let's start, my baby. Oh my, my, my. Spark up,
buzz cut. I've got my tongue between your teeth. Go slow, no, no, go fast. You like it just as much as me. Now let's stop running from love, running from love. Let's stop, my baby. Let's stop running from us, running from us. Let's stop, my baby. Oh my, my, my.
Dan Kaplan, my friend. Oh. Dan Kaplan.
Yo!
How you feeling? You feeling a bit better now?
Yeah, slightly.
By the way, that was My 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 by Troye Sivan.
I like that tune.
Love it. I love him. I love everything about him.
Yeah, he's wicked.
I like his vibe.
Isn't he like a YouTube guy?
He was originally in a YouTube guy.
Yeah. Where's he from? American?
I want to say, now you've said it, he's definitely American.
Yeah.
Or Australian.
Oh, he might be Australian.
I think he might be Australian. Yeah.
That's good. That's a good tune.
That is funny because I've actually never heard him speak. Now you say
yeah,
that.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I can't.
He was at the Brits last night. Didn't see him at the party though. Couldn't see much though in my state.
No, I was. Yeah, hazy. Very hazy.
So that was Young we just had in the studio.
That were cool.
Lovely bunch of lads, right? We've got a real jam-packed show now. So I just thought we'd have a quick chat before we go through. We've got some more guests coming in. Did you know it was Rihanna's birthday this week?
Yes, she turned 30, 30.
She turned 30.
Yeah.
Do you love Rihanna?
Oh, mate.
I love her.
The things I would do to just kiss her toe.
Oh, her toe?
I'm not sure why I went for toe. Don't give me that look.
Foot fetish? No, maybe. She's awesome, isn't she?
She's just beautiful and cool and sassy.
Yeah. Everything, like, she's the kind of person everyone's desperate to go on a night out with, right?
Yeah. No, she'd be wicked.
She'd be awesome. She'd be everything. I like as well that she released her last album and then she's having a break, but she still managed to be in the charts like every second because she does so many great features.
Yeah. I mean, like, she never goes away.
No.
So wherever you go, Rihanna just pops up like once.
Hello, it's Rihanna. In fact, I'm going to, can you type Rihanna in there? I'm going to play a Rihanna song in a minute. But I thought I'd tell you some facts about Rihanna really quick.
Go on, hit me with some.
I've written 30 things that make her great, but I think I'm going to not read them all because I haven't got enough breath.
No, that's a lot.
Did you know she signed when she was 16 to Roc Nation?
Yeah.
And she came with Ponder Replay. That was her song.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that. I thought they gave it to her.
She was in a girl band before.
Was she?
Yeah. And then somebody, I think it was Jay-Z or somebody else, like was like, you know, sack off his other two girls. Rihanna's the one.
You imagine being those other two girls.
Oh, mate, we start just back in Barbados.
Real burn.
Like, bastards.
Real burn. And talking of Barbados, she has her the street that she was bought, like lived on, has been renamed Rihanna Drive.
That is sick.
That's the real dream, isn't it? Like, okay, you're so amazing that your hometown names a street after you.
The next thing you need is like a national holiday. And then, you know, that's godlike status.
That's it. You've done it. Dan, I'm going to bring Dan in forever because he's managed to do what I couldn't lean over. And he's basically being a producer of dreams. We're going to play Wild Thoughts because I think that's her.
When I was you, all I'm getting is where Nicky, Nicky, Nicky.
Live, yeah. Dan Kaplan.
Got some energy.
FUBAR Radio. she's also a philanthropist. Does what? So much for charity. She does so much. She started a foundation called the Clara Lionel Foundation, which was her grandparents called Clara and Lionel, which is so cute.
That is sweet.
She got given a Harvard Humanitarian of the Year award because she does so much. She built a state-of-the-art breast cancer treatment centre in her native Barbados, and she's the global ambassador for the Global Partnership of Education.
What a badass.
Also, she introduced us all to SZA, and we've got so much to thank her for that.
That album is ridiculous.
The Anti-album is unreal. Yeah. And also, when it came out, it was so different from everything else she'd done that it was a slow start. But it was top of the billboards in 20. It came out 2016, and by 2017, it was one of the biggest albums of the year. Topped all the billboards, did everything.
My favourite song on that is Love on the Brain.
Oh,
I love that tune.
My favourite is her track with SZA.
What's that? It's the first opening track, isn't it?
Consideration.
Consideration, yeah.
I love it. Also, Rude Boy, who could forget her riding that zebra?
Mate, Rude Boy is a big tune.
I watched that video a little too many times at university.
Yeah.
Should we celebrate Rihanna?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, babe. You're a real one of a kind. And if you ever want to come on the show...
She's definitely listening right now.
I think she is.
Yeah, somewhere.
If maybe she's doing Listen Back.
Yeah.
She's downloaded the podcast.
Yeah, she definitely does that.
Yeah. I know she watches my videos. She always likes them. this is Wild Thoughts. Dan Kaplan is in the studio with me as my wonderful co-host. He's doing a fabulous job. Thank you, Dan.
That's all right.
That's all right. This is Wild Thoughts DJ Khaled featuring the birthday girl herself, Bad Girl Riri.
Another one. We the best music, DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you can take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his wedges like he came from Maytag. Rock a wristed on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down the notch. Cause I can into things that I'm gon' do. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow.
I heard it got these up going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady. Till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that back bouquet. Call me and I could get it, you say. I could tell you gone off the doors. Careful, mama, why what you say? You talking to me like your new bae. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe got her running like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Busted, why you got it on safety? White girl, wear shit on brown liquor. I probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, wild, wild. You looking like there's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
Told you.
When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild thoughts.
about you, all I get is wild thoughts.
DJ Khaled.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Bar Radio. Dan Kaplan, my co-host, is here, and Dwayne Flames joins us in the building.
Yeah, baby.
How you doing, babe?
Well, go on, man. I'm blessed.
You smell lovely. I just got to say that.
You know what? Thank you very much.
Yeah, you smell definitely better than me. I also smell like whiskey.
Whiskey neat.
Yeah.
How's things going, babe? How's life in your world?
Do you know what? Life in my world is a blessing every day I wake up.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
It really is. I wake up to my beautiful sons, my wife, and then some music. And then it's whatever I can make it.
Life is good for you.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
You got a nice aura, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
You make me feel very calm.
Yeah. And trust me, he is not calm today.
No. Why are you not calm?
I went to the Brits last night. I'm so hungover.
You had some fun then.
Yeah.
I got to watch that.
It's good, right?
What did you think of it?
It was good.
I loved it. I love what's going on with UK music.
Yeah.
And I love to see it progressing. And I love to see the people who are working hard getting the recognition that it deserves.
I felt last night a lot of people that I wanted to get stuff got it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I was really pleased that Stormzy won Album of the Year.
Yeah, it's well deserved, man.
Because, when you looked at the trajectory of last year to now,
yeah,
of his career.
He's just a star, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of his stuff. Like, that whole campaign, right, when it released.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was magic. How can you be everywhere at once?
Yeah, that's
like, he was hard working. Like, regardless, like him, don't like him, respect the work rate.
Yeah, exactly.
He was how they worked that campaign.
Yeah,
he was there with the kids. He was shaking some hands.
He was flying
from buildings.
He was like a politician.
My god, that one day,
and he was riding kissing babies. And
the most beautiful part was when he was at Box Park. So he did all the running around, and then Box Park for this big huge explosion. And everyone celebrating the music. So well done, Stormzy, man.
I hope he ain't got
a cold after that performance, though, because that's a lot of water. Do you know what? I'm a funny guy. Like, I was thinking, is that water warm?
Yeah, is that, yeah.
Is that warm water?
That is the best thing ever.
You can picture Stormzy's mum on the side of the stage being like, right,
you
come
know
on.
That,
come
right?
On. You're going to catch a cold.
Oh, yeah. Put your jacket on.
Got the soup ready.
Yeah. Chicken soup ready on the side. So you're talking of busy boys. You're a bit of a busy boy. You've got two albums coming out. Is that right?
They're out, man.
They're out already?
Yeah, man. I just released them both in the same month.
Shit, congrats, man.
Because I knew we could stream them, but I wasn't sure if they're available to buy. So they're ready to go.
You can buy them.
You were born and bred musician. You started playing the piano at the age of 7.
Yeah.
Your dad's a musician. It runs in the family, right?
He was. God rest his soul, man. Martin Christie. He passed away in 2010.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sure. That's my driving force. It's why I wake up every day and embrace whatever I'm given.
What sort of music did he make?
He made, like, Lovers Rock. He was a part of a band called The Investigators.
Wow.
They made a tune called
Sick Name.
Baby, I'm Yours is their biggest one.
Yeah.
That's got, like, thousands of streams and stuff like that.
Wow.
It's like, and he always said, look, son, just be more than music, man. I was like, Dad, what does that mean? He said, you'll know when time comes. And it's just life reflects music.
So do you feel like you know now?
Yeah. Because he said, wait till you have your own kids. Because I used to drive him mad.
Yeah.
I think we all do that.
Yeah, you know? You start to appreciate parents more the older you get, right?
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah. So.
What a beautiful talent to pass on to you, though.
Yeah.
And you've been working very hard. You're also a producer. You've worked with some pretty insane artists. You've opened up for Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, man.
Cypress Hill,
yeah,
N-Dubs,
man.
Amy Winehouse, yeah. S Club 7, yeah. Ice Cube, yeah. And loads more.
Yeah.
Sick.
Every one of them's a blessing, man.
Yeah, man.
Because everyone's just doing music, and it's just like, I like your stuff, I like your stuff. I like some of that. Yeah, I like some of that. And, it's, you know, to be able to open for some of these people after bumping their CD.
Yeah.
Blessings. It's all blessings.
So who would you say has been your favourite when you've opened up for someone? Who's been the best, sort of the most, I don't know, either in terms of musically or in terms of the actual night itself, what was the best experience for you?
Ronnie Size.
Yes, Ronnie Size.
Ronnie Size.
Yeah.
Why it was the best, yeah, It's because they shut off our sound. Like, we were proper, we went ham because we came straight off the plane and we didn't get no food. And we went straight on the stage. And that was the first thing I said. I said, I'm here and I haven't eaten. The crowd went mad. And I was like, they're up for it.
There is nothing worse than missing a meal.
Right. No. But that energy was pure. And the lyrics, everything delivered right. And I think we got them so hype that it was like, hey, you guys ain't the headliner. Like, what
yeah,
are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. That's
so I'm there with the microphone. They're gonna... Cuts. They locked
what?
Up. They locked us
no
up.
Way.
Crowd wanted more. Didn't matter. So that was the best Mate. One because... I felt,
felt the
so
energy.
They deliberately cut you off because you were doing so like such a sick job.
Yeah, but that helped with the thing because they couldn't get it because
the crowd get on your side about that. But, that's mate, fair
I mean
play,
that's
man.
How you want to go out in it. Like,
yeah.
You want to finish it like
that's,
that.
That's a mic drop. Like, right, you try better.
That's what it was. And then they was gravitating towards us and stuff, and it was proper hype. It was like it was on a beach. It was like 4,000 people. It was mad.
And you're on a beach as well. There's nothing better than being on a beach. Yeah, man, that's sick. What was S Club 7 like?
They was really like.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Hold your head high and reach the top.
Yeah. It was nostalgic.
Yeah,
man.
But an honor because I used to watch them and think, wow, like, look, there's Bradley and he looks like me. Like,
yeah.
I can maybe do that one day. So when I'm seeing him, and it was just like, it was all right. They was very separate.
Yeah,
they didn't want to mingle.
Yeah,
it was a bit squishy. Alexandra O'Neill was more.
Really?
Yeah, he was more like, yo, man, what's going on? Like, he was
sick.
But
yes,
S Club was like, they didn't really want to know. They didn't want to know, man, at all.
Wow. Isn't one of them selling their Brit Award?
Yeah, did you hear about that?
Definitely, shutting us off.
So,
he went for 60 grand.
Oh.
Yeah, but who was the other person that sold? Was it someone
E17.
From N-Dubs?
E17?
I thought it was one of the lads from. Anyway,
it might be N-Dubs,
somebody else sold one, and it was like they got like £1 million for it or something stupid.
Oh, no. Serious? It was from Five.
Was it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Basically, they go for a lot of money.
They go for a lot of money. He bought a farm with it.
Did you not hear that? Oh, yeah.
Do you know what? If you're going to make a decision like
such
that,
such a weird thing to
it's
buy.
It's not a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
You put it into real estate.
Hey,
I think it's the principle. Like, you worked hard. I mean, well. Think about it. You sold records.
Yeah,
you got recognition. You got an award. You sold the award. You made more money. Shut the thing, man. Take a picture of the award. Put the picture of the award on the award.
Love that. Love that. Take a picture and put it on.
Yeah, I got that. Look, it's got my name and it's not Photoshop.
Yeah, and then you can have a look at your balance. Your bank balance. And like,
yeah.
I'm happy with it.
Well, I'll try and get another one.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut that.
To be fair, if I had Paul from S Club 7's Brit, I'd sell it. So
I'd sell it so fast.
Sell it so fast.
You know, I bought you guys gifts.
What?
Yeah, oh my god.
Gifts?
Yeah,
do you know, like, when you come to people's house, you gotta bring a house?
You gotta bring something in it.
This is your house. You bring a gift.
Welcome to my house.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing me a gift. There's nothing better than getting a gift on a Thursday.
There's a couple gifts.
Oh my gosh.
I was cheeky with the first one.
Oh, yes, mate.
Harriet.
Rosa. Oh. You are lovely. For everyone listening at home, I've got a bottle of gorgeous rosé, Harriet Rosé, down this straight away in the studio.
Yes.
Thank you. And it's cold.
It's cold, baby.
It's cold, baby.
I took a punt as well.
Okay. Oh, my God. Gordon's gin. I am a ginner.
A ginner?
You are a ginner now.
There's actually a video of me from last night at the Brits drinking out of a bottle just like this.
Is that what you was drinking?
I had tonic in it.
How are you so fresh today, man?
Because I did a lot of face masks.
Just one after the other.
Skincare is why I look okay today. Also, drinking water, very important.
Yeah, you've got to have
to. Dwayne, that's really lovely of you. Thank you so much.
Oh, wait, you don't stop there, man.
Oh, my God.
All right, so.
This guy.
Yeah, this guy.
You're definitely getting the invite back, aren't you?
All right, so.
Is that a T-shirt?
It is.
Can I put it on now?
You can, I think. Wait, what size are you?
I'm probably like a small medium.
I figured so. So this is one. This is the event that we got in Camden, Cubana.
Cubana.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
It's going to be my new album coming as well. It's going to be called Cubana.
Whoa.
And it's going to be like Kizomba, reggaeton type of...
Nice.
So it's going to be so hazy, that T-shirt.
Mate, that's...
Thank you. I'm going to put this... I'm not going to do it now because my boob might fall out. But I'll put it on as soon as we finish this interview.
No problem.
So that's at the Lockside Lounge, right?
Yeah, man.
And it's on the 28th.
Yes.
So everyone can go down to that account. Can they buy tickets?
You can buy tickets. Register. It's free entry, man.
This guy.
That's rich. Oh, mate.
You're too nice.
No, I mean, some things you just give to people, man.
What day was it again? 28th?
Yeah, 28th, which is a Wednesday. Last Wednesday of the month.
I'll pull through that. Get that hump day out of here.
No, I mean, not to be rude, but after you finish doing some Kazumba, you probably enhance the hump.
The hump. It's like the best thing I've ever heard in my life. So tell me about your working on your another album at the moment.
Yeah. I can't stop, but I'm addicted to just recording. It's just like
sounds
audio
like
diaries.
Prolific, man.
I love it. I just love it. It's just being able to just take life, digest it, and make something positive out of it, regardless of what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. That's
just the way I look at it. It's just, you know, it's my catharsis.
You just feel like my sensei right now, man. Yeah. He's giving me wisdom.
This guy.
I'm going to go home and be like, right, what are you doing with your life, man?
Dwayne Flames will tell you what you're doing with your life.
Hey,
also, your voice is absolutely incredible. You kind of like, it's so low and like resonates around the room. It's like bouncing off the walls.
I appreciate that.
Tell me a little bit about what the rest of the year's having got in store for you. So you're going to drop another album and you've got your club night coming up
performing at Amersham Arms.
Love the Amersham Arms.
So that's going to be on the 1st of March, and I think the 5th, so I'm doing a few gigs there. Like throughout the year they're just coming in, like the bookings. So I manage myself.
Wow.
Ash is my label. So as they come in and I check the diary, I'm like, okay, cool, you gotta be here, you gotta be there.
Yeah.
So it's like there's no tour stopping. There's no tour set up, but there are places you can catch me throughout the year, the same type of things, but I wouldn't call it a tour.
And where can everyone find you on social so that they can check out what you're doing? It's at Dwayne Flames.
Yeah, man. Everything's like Dwayne Flames. If you Google that, just go to the website, you'll get everything.
Got all the information there.
Everything. The YouTube, the Instagram, the Twitter. I don't do Snap, though.
I got it,
and I was like, it's just me.
I don't really get it.
It's me talking to me, right?
It's so weird. It's so weird.
I just
don't like being sent stuff too much. It's too stressful. Because it's like, oh, God, then I have to, like, reply. It's like, just text me. I can't.
You do have to just respond with another photo.
Yeah.
That's
long,
man. Yeah, it's really weird.
That's when you end up just calling people like, bro, what do you mean by that?
What,
like,
are you doing?
Yeah, and, you know, some of the men, then they'll be sending weird photos. I'm just like, I don't want to see that. And then it disappears. Like,
That's why I think creeps me out, because I'm like, you think you can send me anything because it's going to disappear, but that freaks me out.
So,
Dwayne, obviously the music industry, as you mentioned when we were chatting about the Brits, it's hot right now.
Hot, man.
Is there anyone that you're looking at right now that you'd say, like, yes to collabing with? Is there someone, like, in the UK industry or around the world, if you'd like to, that you would want to do something with, get on a tune with?
The guy who sings I'm Only Human After
Rag
All.
Rag and Bowman.
He's just like the UK CeeLo to me. And CeeLo for me, I'd love to make a tune with, because CeeLo did a tune with Rick Ross at the time my dad passed.
Yeah, yeah,
and it was really powerful. And anything that's kind of close to that kind of soul is fine. Any rapper, I'm happy to go back to back with. That's no problem.
Yeah,
but I just think that because I'd want to play the chords, and I think I'd get something really epic.
He's a nice guy as well. Yes. He's really nice, like a gentle giant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like gentle giants.
Yeah. He really is tall.
He'll fill up this room.
He's a big guy.
He's so tall.
Yeah.
Shockingly so.
And I like his content, you know. I mean,
he's amazing. Yeah. He's absolutely fantastic. Well, I think we should like shout out Rag and Bowman if you're listening. Dwayne Flames, let's
shout
do this.
Shout out Rag and Bowman, man.
We're going to play a little song now. We're going to play Where I Call Home.
Thank you.
Will you introduce it for us? By the way, thank you so much for coming in.
No problem.
Yeah, nice one, man.
You've calmed everyone down. You've made the studio feel very relaxed.
That's okay.
And also kind of sexy. So
yeah.
I'm really into it.
Hey, make sure you follow me back on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm just doing it now.
Right now. That would be
lovely.
But
also, everyone can go and... I haven't been on Instagram all day, actually, except to video Dan Kaplan almost collapsing earlier in the show.
Just to embarrass me.
Please keep in touch. Let us know what you're doing.
100%.
And everyone, you can catch Dwayne's information on at Dwayne Flames, and then also his website, which is www.dwayneflames.com.
Yeah.
Sick. All right, can you introduce Where I Call Home for us, babe?
Okay, this song was written during the London riots. Like, this song is... It's a classic. I actually did a poll for your show, and I said, listen, everyone, I know I've got 4 albums out there, but what song do you want to hear on this station? It's really important to me. And everyone came back and said this song.
Aww.
Like, seriously, everyone came back and said this song. So this song is called Where I Come Home. It features Gavin. Shout out to my PR, and that's Mr. Gage. He knows who he is, man. And my wife, Sabina, my sons, Jaden and Joshua, my mum, Sabina, Jennifer, and all my family, Christie's and Bachelor's. Salut.
Oh, nah, thank you so much, Dwayne. You're a total babe, and it's been a pleasure having you in.
Bless Pick
you,
up, man. Brother.
Is high. I can't take it, bloodshed's wrong, so face it. And gone are the basics. Love, respect, and honor thy neighbors. Another day went so blatant, so many youths just wanna be famous. And not Martin Luther famous, Billy the Kid and Jesse James is killing on the road and they're reading the papers. Jobless, high and murder cases, urgent, save us, dangerous. Human race is somewhat wasted. Peace and love has turned to hatred, and I can't accept the changes. Change it.
Hard, but nothing comes easy. This is a place I call home. London town, that's my town. I'm letting
still so integrated, government they can kiss my anus. How they send troops in the next place like a chess game. They commit pain every move they make with a shame. By the day another death wait. Can they tally up the death rate? I know their ways not the best way. All this killing it affects me, it offends me. No politician don't wanna be friendly. Too many lies many times, it would never be right till we get to the root. Live and let be. Number 10 resident when you wanna meet. Next week tell me can you keep. Now let's speak. Financial studies showing the climate hardly budging. No food in the fridge, got a budget. Living costs, they are going upwards. All decisions come from government, only we feel repercussions. And it's this that's got me cussing. But the ones behind is chuckling. Still get 60 grand for nothing. Why there's people dying, suffering? They don't business struggling. Meeting calls, but they can't see problems. War's a long thing, news corrupt me, taught me nothing. Justice must win.
Radio, Harriet Rose, Dan Kaplan. You're having a lovely time, aren't you?
I'm having a great time. It's all down to you, Harriet.
Thanks, babe. Thank you. Well, I'm having a great time because of you. And also Dwayne Flames, who just came in and brightened up my day.
What an absolute don.
Lovely like, guy. Really nice guest today.
He should also record like an audiobook.
Yes.
Because like, that would be wicked.
You know what? You should have said that because that's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to insta message him and say
no,
that.
No, he should definitely.
His voice is amazing, isn't
it? Just read the alphabet. It'll be sick.
Yes.
A, B, C. Yeah, man. He's wicked.
Oh my God. Read the alphabet. That's amazing. What a lovely guy. We love him.
Yeah. Wicked tune as well.
Yeah, really banging tune. Yeah. I feel like it resonates as well. It was like a like quite emotive, heartfelt track as well.
I like this, that CeeLo reference he was making is
very beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, good man.
Did you see, you know, Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah.
Did you see her singing the national anthem?
Oh man, didn't people start laughing?
Basically, she sang it, but she, I think when you're a singer, I mean, you can, in fact, when you're a singer, Dan,
occasionally I can do it.
When you sing,
yeah.
Say you were given an opportunity to do the national anthem or whatever. I mean, obviously, yeah, you're.
Doing God Save the Queen.
God Save the Queen. That's basically what she did, but in American accent. Yeah,
they love going off piece when it comes to doing the national anthem.
She flew off that piece and went onto a different mountain. but it was, I liked it. I thought, because she's got a incredible voice. Yeah,
she didn't really use it that much in Black Eyed Peas, did she?
Not live, she did.
Lady loves.
Yeah.
Check it out.
I met a girl down at the disco. She said, hey, let's go. The lyrics for that is actually really bad, aren't they? Hey, let's go.
No, I met Will.i.am last
week. I've never met him, but he's apparently the nicest guy.
He's super nice. I was like singing and he was behind. He's actually had his chair turned away from me. I was doing another radio show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't.
Not as good as Fubar.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
And then he just turned around the chair. I was like, this is like The Voice. He just
turned around. Am I auditioning for The Voice?
He turned around and went, you're dope. And then turned back down. I was like, yes, well, I am. Like,
oh my God, that's sick.
It was sick. But I was also spitting on the back of his neck because I was singing.
Oh, seems like you're dope, but stop spitting on me.
Can you please stop pronouncing everything so much?
It's the news, not the weather.
Yeah. Hey!
I just.
That's so stupid.
Listen, you laughed. So I basically, you need to go and have a listen. It's kind of like, what I want to know is, as a singer, would you go a different piece with it? Would you be like, oh, say, can you see? Or would you be like, oh, say, can you see? I don't know.
Well, like, I mean, like a rock opera, apparently.
Sing a bit of it. Sing it how you would sing it.
I unfortunately was smoking last night, so my voice.
Naughty.
Oh, say, can you see?
Oh! Yeah, see, that's how you should do it. Like,
yeah, I'll keep it real simple.
Fergie didn't. She didn't. No. But good on her, because do your thing, baby.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, go for it. I mean, also, you know, don't go too far.
It was quite a lot of sort of variations of notes.
Was it really? Did she make it really long as well?
Yeah, so it was like stop starty as well, so it's kind of like.
Oh.
And then it'd be like, can you see?
Yeah, dramatic pauses can be to the minimum, man. You don't really need that. But she's talented.
She's beautiful and she's talented. And yeah. So good on her. And you sing, baby.
One of the few people that can pull off an eyebrow piercing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, she can do she's quite gymnastically.
Blessed.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I saw her live a while ago, she did a forward flip on stage while singing.
That is cool.
Yeah, really cool. That's probably why she's not in the Black Eyed Peas anymore, because she can't handle the forward flips anymore.
Yeah, what? How?
So she like does, maybe it wasn't a forward flip, it was like a, I think she was holding, no, it was more like, maybe it was like a handstand, like a cartwheel.
She just did a roly-poly on stage.
To a backing track.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's play some music. On that note, I'm going to play a little bit of Stormzy, because we just had a big chat about him and I really like him. He's retweeted me twice, so I think we're good friends now.
Basically.
I think so. Big night for him last night. Took home two awards at the Brit Awards. And we like him. We like him a lot, don't we, Dan?
Yes, I love him.
This is Big For Your Boots.
You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet.
Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the U. Man, know that I kick up the U. Them way there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Look, you're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the U. Man, know that I kick up the U. Them way there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Wanna come round there like a bad boy, do it. Run all the talking, go on and do it. Running through the party, bottle of Bacardi. Bows on my ear saying, Spoon, don't do it. Devil on my shoulder, I don't lack. Hit him with a crowbar, I don't scrap. Even when I'm sober, I'm so gassy, right? But there's no car and no match.
What are you talking about?
Clown, stand down. Never had a Mac 10 or a Trey Pound. You were never bad then, you ain't bad now. Never had a Mac 10, little nigga, back down. Wait, I saw bear kicks, saw bear clothes. Said, fuck that, I can't wear those. I don't like them, they're not my thing. They went silent, they're all weirdos. Like, yeah, Spoon's gone clear. Never had a Tom Ford or a Montclair. Man, them a car, but you see my don there. Fuck, Reese, tell them don't do it, don't dare. Don't care who you know from my block. You're not Al Capone, you get boxed. They can take my car and my creps. I still do the road in my socks. Like, who's gonna stop me? You, him, weed and a cigarette. Blue, Slims, don't be an idiot. Move smart, I've been killing it. New king, niggas ain't ready for my new stuff. You're a prick by yourself, go and group up. And when crep went states for the BTs, I was covering crep like a boot cut. If mad, it's a family thing, straight family thing. Dumb man, I broke no salary thing. Had a painting called Amy, telling me to come round hers on a Valerie thing. Hashtag Murky Academy thing. Coming like art in the gallery thing. Dumb boy there, wanna chat about bars, wanna chat about crud, but. You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the U. Man, know that I kick up the U. Them boy there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Look, I'm too hot. Drug money in my shoebox. I'm the man of the house when my show sold out like the brother from the Boondocks. Beat Swan on my boombox. Still meat from the stew pot. Man, I'm go sick with my tune drops. Little man, that's a who blow, not a who block. What? Pronounce it right, you prick. I go Maggie, I'm down to die for this. I don't care, bro, I'm down to pipe your chick. Mad stress, so I'm bound to light my spliff. Wait, I'm bound to ride for flips. Real G's gonna ride around to this. Man, I got no time to write a diss. I never left my 9 to 5 for this waste, man, ting. I don't care what rave man's in. I came here to relax, but if it gets mad, make a young boy take man's things. Try to tell me I'm way too big to rebel. Nah, man, you're never too big to rebel. I was in the O2 singing my lungs out, rude, but you're never too big for Adele. Leave my yard, blow a kiss to my girl. Salute to my sister as well. Gotta keep trophies down at my mum's bit. Man, I'm getting way too big for my shelf. Man, I see bare MCs on the sideline, but I still got a couple bangs in the pipeline. Man, I got grown men at me, bullshit. You're getting way too old for the timeline. You're getting way too old for this. Should've looked after your kids. Get out the booth, go home to your son. It's never too late to commit. It's like, man, love, put my name in the bar. Random flag, get a plane to Qatar. This year I learned how to take care of business. Next year I learned how to play the guitar. You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the U. Man, know that I kick up the U. Them way there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Look, you're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the U. Man, know that I kick up the U. Them way there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth?
Bar Radio, we're back again, back once again, like the Renegade Master. Dreamwifer in the studio.
Hey.
Ladies, such a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Dan Kaplan is also still here. I don't know why.
I'm just lingering around.
He is my extra special co-host today, and he's a little bit hungover because he went to the Brits last night.
Yeah.
But he's okay. He's doing really well. But I apologise, obviously, in advance.
I'm just going to be sitting in the corner quietly.
Yeah. So we're all musicians in here, aren't we? Except for me. But yeah. I'm going to pretend to for the next 15 minutes.
Look like one. That outfit's amazing.
Thank you, babe. Honestly, you've made my day saying that I look like a musician, because that's all I aspire is to look like I do something like legit.
Sorry,
I don't just talk for a living.
Yeah.
Which is what I do actually do.
That is about to say, yeah.
Girls, you've just released your debut self-titled album.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been a bit of an amazing feeling. Came out in end of January. I feel like maybe what was the process like? I feel like maybe was it a weird feeling?
I mean,
was it like
I think it's always going to be probably weird. This is our first album, so it's hard to say, but I think it's always going to be weird, like this thing that you've got, this like kind of intimate relationship with, suddenly sharing that with everyone else. It kind of felt like we gave birth.
Yeah.
And now our child's out in the world, you know.
We also released it, had a party, and then we were shipped to Australia for 2 weeks.
I love that you said that like you're a piece of clothing.
Yeah, I shipped.
I was put in the bottom of the plane.
So it was very funny to release an album and then just be in Australia playing a bunch of festivals.
Upside down. The other side of the world, yeah.
Yeah. That is kind of crazy. How was Australia?
Beautiful.
Oh, it was summertime. Like, we literally went from British wintertime to Australian summertime. Yeah, so.
I love that.
Yeah, it was a nice way to celebrate.
You need some sun right now, mate.
Oh, mate, I need so much sun. So much sun. Which festivals were you guys playing?
It was a festival called Laneway in Australia. And it happened all around the island. Actually, it's not an island. It's a continent.
Yeah. You know, it's a bit of land flowing in the sea, just like us, you know.
But it was great. We went all over. It was quite a trip. Met a kangaroo.
Oh my God.
Kangaroo. Yeah,
Macy.
We had a private time with a kangaroo.
We had to book an appointment.
Hold up.
Private.
Well, we got to feed her carrots.
Kangaroos are busy people.
What sort of zoo are you going to, man?
Well, I mean, the koala meetings was actually fully booked.
Lacey was the bottom of the barrel, sadly.
Right?
You didn't even want
this really lazy kangaroo. Yeah,
and you still had to book to meet her.
Oh, we did, with like 3 days in advance.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Sorry, the wombat's completely full right now.
Also, I think you made the right decision with a koala, because I've heard that some weird stuff.
They give you chlamydia.
No, I think it's a crazy percentage have chlamydia.
There's that thing that One Direction had chlamydia.
Stop looking me in the eye with your saying chlamydia. Just look at me in the oven like chlamydia.
I'm just having a conversation about chlamydia. Can a brother just have a chat about chlamydia?
I mean,
don't touch koalas, kids.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. Strap it up, guys. Yeah.
Right. You need to spread the word.
There was that One Direction story. I mean, that must be a fake
might be a fake story. Yeah.
That's like, not a person,
not at all.
Ship Harry to Australia. Get him a photo of koalas.
Just so we can partner up with the koalas.
Maybe that's why you couldn't get a booking with the koalas, because they're not allowed to see musicians anymore.
No.
One Direction ruined their rep.
Yeah.
Actually, there was other musicians on that tour with us, and they were showing us their cute koala pictures.
That's nasty.
And they had them framed too.
That's a lot.
It was
Our friend Alex G, it was like he got this picture with a koala, and it was just the most perfect picture we'd ever seen. It was like some kind of yearbook photo of like Alex G and this koala.
It was a prom
photo,
really.
Yeah. It was classic, you know what I mean.
Some people take people to the prom, some people take koalas. So each to their own.
A bit of love,
That's so jokes.
I love that we've really started this one off with a bang, talking about chlamydia and kangaroos. I want to talk about Hey Heartbreaker. That's the latest single from the album, and you just released the animated video. Mm-hmm. For anyone who hasn't checked it out, you can go and head to Dreamwise Vivo. At the moment, it's on over 303,000 views.
That's some hits right there.
And I'm clicking through the video so you can sort of see it.
Oh, yeah, I want to see this.
It's kind of like Futurama-y, and like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's
that looks sick.
Isn't it sick?
Yeah, no, I hadn't even thought about Futurama, but that's totally a reference point, isn't it?
But tell us, girls, talk us through this video. Where did it come from? Why did you want to make it this way?
I mean, we're playing three badass robots. Yeah. It's a great thing.
It's just
a no-brainer,
isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was something where, like, we've done a lot of videos, like, where it's been kind of hands-on from our side, like, working in collaboration with directors and stuff. And mm-hmm. I think it was kind of nice, actually, with this one, like, Mason London, who directed the video.
Well, he animated it. It kind of
got put to us, and it made this sense. And it was really exciting, actually, just, like, getting something back. And, like, do you know what I mean? Not quite knowing what it would be for the first... Because normally we're hyper-involved with our videos. That this was kind of the first one where it was, like, let's see what we get back. But it was so great.
And this is what we got back.
Yeah.
It's so great to give that kind of creative control.
Can you ask for edits? Well, I suppose he's just like, he could go back with his pencil, be like, all right, crap.
Yeah. But it's kind of hard. It's like, it was kind
the
of
life of an animator.
Because you're a lefty.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things.
Oh, so
he did it the wrong way.
We have this thing in our band called the butterfly formation, which is when me and Bella stand with our like the necks of our guitars like either side of Raquel, and it's like, you know, we're flying on the wings. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that is sick.
So in this video, you'll see it in our video for somebody in this one as well. We've got some butterfly formation coming out. But yeah, Mason had to like flip me around because I was a right-handed guitarist.
Oh,
and that
Mason!
Ain't right.
Come on, dude.
Attention to detail, Mason. Come on, mate. God damn it.
No, it's really sick. I love what you've done there. And it feels just a bit different. and I like I love watching videos anyway, because I grew up in the generation where we would sit, where it was like you'd sit and watch MTV.
When MTV was MTV.
And so I have a lot of time for like going on Vevo and just pressing play and watching loads of different videos. I think this is one of those ones that even if, say for example, someone was discovering you for the first time, you're going to stop and be like, what is this? This is amazing. Yeah.
How did you guys get together?
Well, it was like, I think it was someone from our label basically kind of put us in touch and said, hey, this could be cool. Like, I think it was a thing where, you know, we had kind of heard about Mason a little bit on the edges of things, but not actually really like looked at his work before. But it made a lot of sense, I think. And it's, yeah, it's just exciting to have an animation. I think it's cool to have it in the mix. Definitely.
Or was that question more deeper? Was that like, how'd you get together?
I mean,
like,
the band as well.
Back when we were androids.
So basically, we were born.
Yeah, so we were like, we were like this android band.
Actually formed in art school in Brighton.
And where?
Brighton.
Yeah.
Art University. Amazing place to
love Brighton.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a lot of fun times there.
Were we talking about Brighton the last time you were in?
Great Escape.
Yeah.
It's always fun times there.
I lose my mind there. It's great.
In a great
pleasure town.
You're really putting yourself across like a real.
The thing is, I'm really not a party animal.
He's not.
Both times I've been in, I've been hungover.
But the last time was really sweet because he'd had three beers. But I think he had a little bit more than three beers last night.
I drank all of it.
It was the album launch show at the Seabright Arms, right? Yeah. How was it? Were you? Oh my God! Did you just fall off the chair? Okay?
I'm okay, people. I'm okay.
What is going on?
I'm so sorry.
Live action.
Dream wife having to deal with Dan Kaplan. I'm hoping you guys are going to do a song together after this.
Shall I just go? Sorry.
Yeah. You guys, I'm trying to sort you out for doing a song together, and these girls are never going to want to speak to you again at this rate, Dan.
I don't blame you, to be honest. I'm ruining your interview.
So how was Seabright Arms? Sick venue.
Yeah. It was sweaty. It was intense.
Yeah.
Definitely. Special people in the house.
Yeah, we only had our friends, basically, and those were collaborators.
Which is exactly who you want to party with when you're celebrating your album, right?
It was beautiful to have a bunch of your friends in one like small space and just drink a lot of Prosecco and enjoy.
I love that.
It was like Prosecco. A birthday party.
Yeah. It's my favourite thing in the world, Prosecco.
It's a great thing to have at a launch party.
100%. And of course, you're playing Heaven in March, which is iconic.
Yeah, yeah, so that's
like,
a wicked venue.
You know, you've really made it when you play Heaven. That's the big venue, isn't
it? Almost sold out.
Yeah. It's huge. So
really
that's
excited about that.
But everyone's like buzzing about you at the moment. There's a lot of chat. It's all really exciting for you guys. Mm. So doing a show at Heaven is really like a culmination of how much work you guys have put in.
It feels like a point where it's like it's going to be a celebration, definitely.
Yeah. Have you been to gigs at Heaven before?
Yeah, I've been to a few. It's so funny that you have to walk down. It's like a cellar.
You have to go down to heaven.
Yeah.
And there's like no cell reception. It's kind of like you could like just go in there and never come out. But
it's hell.
That's what happens with heaven, isn't it? That's what happens with heaven. Yeah. People never come back.
That's kind of the problem.
But it's a really amazing venue, and it's also it's a milestone, isn't it? Like it's a huge milestone.
No, it's definitely more of a milestone.
A milestone. It's emulsion. I'm just making up words now.
But that's our official album release show.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great way to celebrate.
Lots of Prosecco there as well.
That is sick. That's really good.
Tell me a little bit more about the creation of the album. So it's obviously called Dream Wife.
Keep it simple.
Also, I really like that for first album. Like when you it's self-titled, I feel like it
feels
really
like it is an introduction though, and in this way that I think it's just keep it simple, you know.
100%. But tell us a little bit about the creation process. How long have you been working on it? How do you feel the process has been for you guys?
It's about a year that we worked on it.
Because
it's our debut. And also, well, we actually recorded only in like 2 weeks.
It was recorded, a lot of it was actually recorded like on tape, so multi-track live, where it's like you have to, do you know what I mean? You have kind of three tapes.
That's old
school. So it was trying to get this like live energy down on the record, and I think it's like, without trying to be too clinical in the studio, it's like a way to get that energy and kind of just go with the performance in the moment rather than. So it was recorded over a pretty short period of time. Obviously overdubs and stuff were done, but it was really the mixing process where it feels like we kind of had a major conversation actually about you know, actually like your influences and like how do we get that across like sonically as this kind of collage of all the songs we're drawing from anyway, you know what I mean? It's it was kind of a 6 months whatever of that kind of conversation, but it feels worth it to try and like fine tune that sound.
But you have to also, it's the first album, it shouldn't be, it should be exactly how you want it to sound like, not of someone else's ideas.
Because at the end of the day, like you've got to stand by it. And like you're gonna be singing the songs, and like everyone's it's gonna be your name right there.
And so. I think it's the whole first album thing as well. You want to enter on the right foot, you know? What I mean? Like,
and did you feel to an extent like with that? Because obviously you're completely right, and you need to take that time specifically, annoyingly, after you finish doing it to like fine tune it and like do all that stuff. But did you feel that there was a point where you just went, right, I need to stop now. Like we need to let it go.
I mean,
like
we
need to. This is it. It's done. Or was it like this is it? You know, or did you have to force yourself, or was it like, this is it, we're ready?
I mean, it kind of felt like we'd had the conversations we needed to have to be in the place it needed to be.
Yeah.
That was it. But that it didn't just happen. It was like that happened over like 6 months of kind of conversations about like the sound, whatever, like what we want in the mix. And so, yeah, it's really hard. It was like recorded over a year, but it's hard to say, you know, when that started, when that ended
at one point, had to say,
it's going to come out at some point.
Because you could forever be like, I'm not sure. And then you just kind of have to rip.
Yeah.
And are you pleased with it? Are you pleased with like the reaction and how everyone's
It's amazing. We didn't know what to expect. Like we were sort of like, if everyone hates it, so whatever, like I don't care. I like it.
Good. That's
but
the way you should think
a
about
good
it.
Mentality,
people
man.
Don't seem to hate it. I think our only like bad reviews were in Belgium.
Sorry.
We really
yeah.
Hey, Belgium
yeah, like us.
People don't hate us.
What have you
I
done?
Love that.
But they do they don't so like us sick. In Belgium.
Well, I hate Belgium now.
Mate, Belgium can do one.
Yeah,
I mean, they have lovely chocolate, but that's all they've got going
don't
for
get,
them.
I think we really need to win them over.
That's the mentality. Win them over. I think it's a really exciting time. It's lovely to have you in, by the way, girls. Like, really big fan of yours and loving everything you're doing right now.
That's cool.
I hate asking this question, but I think it's a really important one at this moment. It's talking about being a woman. Mm-hmm. And it sounds silly because obviously there's the idea of talking about it makes it a thing. But actually at the moment, I think it's something we need to do. You're women in the music industry.
Sure.
You're in an all-female band. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about how have you perceived being in the music industry as a female band? Have you perceived it at all? Has it affected the sort of trajectory of your careers or anything like that?
I mean, it's like, I think, yeah, of course. And I think it's this thing, it's even just talking about it being a kind of thing that's normalized. I think it's so important, like, in our experience, how normalized sexism is. And you don't even think about it most of the time. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's so ingrained in the way that the conversations regarding sexism, it's like men need to call men out. You know, it's this thing of the normalization of, you know, acknowledging like that goes on. I think our experiences, it's that thing of just not really being taken seriously, and sometimes it can be a real general feeling. It's not even always like a sharp like, yeah, that was kind of sexist. It's that you play well for a girl thing. You get that, we get that all the time, but I think ultimately
that's savage comment.
Yeah I think
also
it's,
sometimes people saying, oh, you got that because I mean you are a female band. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, we got it because the music's good.
We didn't get it
to sort of, you know, be a part of a kind of a puzzle there. I think that's that sort of takes me off sometimes. But I think in general, we are entering into a scene that is quite male dominated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
it's
we play
see,
rock yeah.
music. It's rock, pop, punk, and that is pretty male dominated.
It's this kind of intrinsically masculine heritage to rock specifically as well. So for us, it's all about flipping the script and talking about these issues and just making it like not something people can't, like, I don't know. I think
that's
it's
why
that
I like
to be stronger
talking
together
about it.
Yeah.
I want to talk about it. I want the dialogue to be open. I also feel like, to an extent, it's not, you know, we shouldn't have to ask, you know, you're in a female band. You're not, you're in a band.
Mm.
Like,
and it's like our drummer's male, you know what I mean? It's, we just wanted the best drummer. People are like, why didn't you get a girl drummer? It's like, well, we wanted the best drummer we could have.
Him.
And like, we get along with him so well. It's just great. It's like,
and he's got good hands, good drumming hands.
He's great.
He's
gotta
really,
have
good
really
hands.
Good. Even
he's
the same really thing. Good. We didn't start this band because we're like, oh, look, you're a woman. You're also a woman. Let's make
hey,
a band.
I've got an idea.
Wait, let me just check this. I think where? Like with three girls and like maybe we should make a rock band. Like, no.
Yeah. What a great marketing plan.
Where did the band name Dreamwife come from?
It was like the first one. Yeah. I remember you saying to me and Banner about it, Raquel. It was like the first name I think we even
It's great. It's really good.
I love it.
It's sort of, we thought about it as it is something, you know, you remember that name in a sense because it's cheeky, it raises questions. And for us, that name is sort of taking this kind of model of a, you know, the perfect American dream, having a perfect house.
Commodifying a woman too.
Having this group of like things that are like the perfect house, perfect job, you know, perfect car, and then suddenly the dream wife, as if a woman becomes an object instead of someone else's plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's instead of it, of sort of being a human being.
I love
these girls, man. Don't ever leave me.
You guys are on point.
So dream wife just doesn't exist, and we enjoyed that, and we enjoyed playing around with people's expectations of what we are when we come on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you don't expect to see a girl, you know, scream like mad, and then go be sweet as well. This kind of playing these many, well, not playing, but like being these many many faces of a woman.
And showing the full side, like the 360.
And the thing is this thing as well of like, we want to engage with these conversations. We want to raise awareness for like, you know, whatever, you know, being three women doing this. But it's a thing where like, I think, ultimately it's like, we're having fun with it, and it's this engageable thing. It's not like it is all just like a serious conversation. It's like this thing of, it's empowering through, you know, girls, you know, coming to a show and like dancing together. Even like, there's a solidarity to like this whole thing in the way of like the live shows, definitely. That, but you know, guys and girls, when it's just everyone's at the show like having fun and being safe together, it's like, that's so great. It's all about like normalizing the conversation and making it like fun and engageable, I think. It's not. Yeah. It shouldn't be that. You know what I mean? It should be that hard.
I feel like it's a lot of people, like a lot of guys now, like hyper conscious and like kind of catch each other out. Like it's like,
which is
good. I mean, like,
but that's the point.
Because we would just
though.
So easily just go through life and don't realize that we're doing things, and then we're like, someone calls you out on the shit.
But it also
like,
can work the other way.
Yeah.
You know, and it's important. I think what's important to remember is that you're not a horrible, evil human being if you accidentally do something. It's like,
it's about going,
that's wrong. Yeah, I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah. Being caught out. I mean, just being like, called out on it.
I mean, we're all learning. Like, we're all just.
All the time.
Yeah, no, we say this too. We say this too. Like,
Ladies, it's been so lovely to chat to you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Good luck with the Heaven show, and the rest of this year is going to be really exciting. Are you going to be going and playing it much? What's the plan for the rest of the year in terms of live? Are you allowed to tell us anything?
We're going out there for a while.
Yeah. We've had to quit our day jobs.
Yay!
Yes. That's the minute.
Later.
I'm getting a golden teeth soon. Working out.
Straight in with the golden tooth.
You've got so rock and roll. What happened to you?
What happened?
She's lost her tooth. She's filling in with the golden tooth.
The best is when you come back next year and you're just, all your teeth are gold.
Straight stunting.
Yeah, every single tooth is gold.
But yeah, we're on tour for the rest of the year pretty much, which is
festivals.
Yay.
We're playing Reading and Leeds as well, which is a big one for the girls. Amazing.
We're going to be there.
It's that, I look the line up there. And
yeah, it's unreal.
Like, it's wicked, but there was like so many lads. Do you see the one where they just took out and just, it was just a female?
There's actually quite a lot of those. That was Wireless.
Yeah, that was at Wireless.
Yeah,
it was at Wireless.
Did they?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'll be there, so you come and have a chat to us, won't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing. So we're going to play a little bit of Hey Heartbreaker. Nice. For those of you who haven't seen the video, go and watch it after the show, or right now in sync with while we play it. But girls, will you introduce Hey Heartbreaker for us?
Hey, Heartbreaker.
Great.
I love that.
Hey.
What's up? You my Heartbreaker tonight.
Hey.
Girls, it's been a total pleasure. You're babes. Come back whenever you want. It's been lovely.
Nice one, guys.
This is Hey Heartbreaker, Dream Wife. Love you. Bye. I'm back in Foo Bar Radio. I just said for the first time ever we're going live in five and I really gassed myself. Bloom Twins are here. Hello, girls.
Hey.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Amazing.
Good. Yeah. Dan Kaplan's still here, my co-host extraordinaire.
The hangover.
Hangover. One word. If there was one word to describe Dan Kaplan all the time.
Constant hangover.
Great.
Ladies, it's lovely to have you with us.
Thank you.
You look amazing. I feel like we might have created a new band with that photo we just took out there, by the way.
You guys are looking wicked, man.
Yeah, thank you.
So we're obviously, you guys are twins, just because for people listening at home, they can't see you, so they don't see what I'm seeing, which is that you're twins.
It's good that you know what Brady is.
And you're also called the Bloom Twins, which kind of confirms that as well. You guys have just dropped She's Not Me, which we're going to play in a little while.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about this and what's it all about? Where did it come from?
Well, we were born with the same face, with the same body, with the same everything. And people tend to compare us, which we are not happy about.
Which is really annoying, I guess.
Yeah. It's a little annoying, but that's why we decided to release this song. It's a sort of polite way of saying, do not compare us.
No, we're different.
Not me. Yeah.
Absolutely different. Mm.
Growing up as twins, in that sense, did you find that when you started liking music, was it at the same, did you both experience that together, or was it separately? You kind of found your own vibe and then you decided to do something together. How did it sort of come about?
The She's Not Me song itself?
No,
or
no, the music. Just you guys together.
It's very natural thing that happened to us. Before we could speak, we were singing and we were making noises and our parents were like, Jesus, so much of a noise. So go to music school.
Yeah.
And then after that, I always loved playing with pianos and sounds and things and go for it. And then she was like, oh, I have this idea and that idea and that idea and that idea. So it's like, it works well. Because I'm quite logical. She's not me. She's super different. I'm quite logical. And she's all over the place.
But that's perfect because you need a bit of yin and yang. You need a bit of both.
Yes, exactly. Black and white.
Whereabouts did you guys go to music school?
It was Ukrainian classic music school. So
you guys classically trained?
Yeah. 10 years. It's like every day of classic
scales,
music.
Scales and scales.
Exactly.
And more scales.
You're not like,
exactly.
Nailed it, Harry.
I didn't even do 10 years of music school either. What was that like? Sounds pretty strict.
It was strict, but at the same time, we had so much fun, you know? You go to music school, even though you have so many rules, but you let yourself loose, you have your friends, you create, and you're like, oh my God, I love creating! You know, I loved it and I hated it at the same time.
No,
it's cool, because every time when we would be able to play jazz songs, we felt like it was so much fun, you know?
Because
we were forced to play this one song over and over again, and when we played something jazzy, we're like, great! I'm amazing. You know what I mean?
And you've been doing a lot of live shows recently. You've supported Duran Duran on their world tour.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's crazy. Sick.
Yeah.
That's really sick. How was that?
It was amazing. So we started with England. So we were touring 12 different cities in England. After that, we had 5 cities in Italy. And then we ended up doing their last show, which was in Japan. So it was amazing.
Oh, you were playing in Japan?
Yeah, we played in Japan.
I'm super jealous of that.
I know, it was so cool.
Thank you. It was so cool.
I'm super jealous of that.
Thank you.
That must have been such an incredible experience.
Yeah, every single place is so different. Obviously, England and then Italy and then Japan is completely different. And Japanese people, they're so funny because they're super quiet. When you clap, you show them, let's clap. Everybody instantly like...
It felt really good because the crowd were really responsive.
They should bring that back to London because it's quite hard to get a crowd clapping here.
In London, we all just sit here like with our arms folded.
Don't let me anywhere, that's fine.
Impress me.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. It's kind of a hard place to play England, actually, I think, in that sense, because we're all quiet. We can either be leery or really quiet.
There's no in between.
No.
Leery or nothing.
Yeah, or nothing at all. You've also got a headline show coming up at the Camden Assembly, which is on May 17th.
Yeah.
You looking forward to that?
I'm really looking forward to that. We had a gig a couple of days ago. It was not our headline gig, but everybody was shouting Bloom Twins, and I felt like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like, guys, come in on 17th, please.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about that. You guys should come as well.
Oh my God, 100%.
We would love to come.
And what's the plan for the rest of the year? Are you going to be dropping some more singles? Are we going to get some more music?
Totally. We're going to be dropping more singles, and then an EP after that, and Yay. Then lots of videos, lots of tours.
Yeah, we have a gig in Ukraine as well. In Ukraine is going to be like in a month or something, but wow. it's going to be 1,000. It's a headline gig, so it's really exciting. Wow. Yeah, we're yes. Ukrainians, that's why.
Proudly we're clear Ukrainian.
Have you moved to London, or are you still based in Ukraine?
No, we're based in London.
Yeah,
and we've been living here for like four years, something like that. But we travel a lot. We go to Ukraine, and we go to Japan, we go to different countries. Mm. So I can say we're based in London, but we'll have to travel and experience what is at home, basically.
These girls are all over the world, man. Yeah. All over the world.
International, baby.
Yeah.
International.
And what's the music scene like in Ukraine?
It's really different to London, I would assume, right? But at the same time, we don't really know that well, because we moved to London when we were 16 or something. So we started Bloom Twins thing in London. We're London-based band, basically. And so in Ukraine, we go back, we do gigs, but we don't really... into the Ukrainian music.
I'm into Ukrainian music so much. There are so many great bands and singers. Jamala, Okan, Elzy, they're incredible.
No, they're
and
amazing.
My list goes on and on.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
But obviously you had more of an in-depth experience of the classical side of it because of school and stuff. Okay, that's interesting. And when you came to London, did you feel like that birthed Bloom Twins? Did you feel like, oh, we've got to London now, we know what we want to do, we want to create this band, we want to be together
exactly.
in this band?
In Ukraine, it was like practicing. Yeah. And the minute we were here, we're like so impressed with everyone on the streets, how they sing, how they play. And it was so much to take in. And that's why it feels like, actually, She's Not Me was the first song that we wrote here. It's a British song, kind of.
We just released it, basically. But we're
of course.
A
long
time ago.
Amazing. Yeah. And of course, it premiered on Clash Mag, which is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. And you've been getting great press, and like people are really gassed about it. You've dropped a video. Everything's like all really exciting. Are you going to be? Are you kind of video girls? Do you think you'll do videos for all your singles? Because
try to.
Yeah.
It's either going to be a lyric video or it's a professional music video. So before that, we had Talk To Me.
Yeah.
And then Talk To Me, we had a proper video coming out pretty much the same day as the release as well. We showed it in Japan when we were like touring with Duran Duran. So we love great videos because, we love to share our story, how we see our songs.
And 360 degrees, not only the song, but visual.
It's quite important.
Yeah, it's really important, definitely.
You guys are on the ball.
Yeah.
No, fair.
And are you sort of feeling that excitement of kind of get everything starting to roll now?
Yes.
You know what you're doing. Yeah. Do you feel like you know who you are as artists?
Totally. Sure.
Which is such a weird question, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, everyone takes their own time to do it. But if it seems like you guys have got a solid
when it feels identity. Right, it feels right.
Yeah. And it seems to feel right, girls.
It does.
Thank you.
It seems to feel right. You look great, by the way, also.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
you both look incredible.
You've got a wicked look, man.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah. You're the best. Everyone's energy today has
been
so lovely.
they've made this, this day a lot better.
Lot of good auras around.
Thank you.
Lot of good auras. Right, should we play a little bit of She's Not Me?
Yes, please.
Girls, will you... I love that you said that exactly.
That was bad.
Do you do that all the time?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I love that. I love twins.
It's so sweet.
So let's have a play and let's see if you can say, you can introduce it at the same time as well.
Oh, no.
No. Okay, you can split it if you want. You don't have to try and do it together.
Just introduce it. So the next song is going to be...
Bloom.
You forgot who you were then.
That was a little rehearsal.
Wait, who am I? What's my name?
you're called Bloom Twins.
Great.
Thank you.
The song's called She's Not Me. There you go, girls.
Okay. We're Bloom Twins, and
our next song is She's Not Me.
Great,
yes.
We're twins.
Yes! Oh, thank you so much, girls.
Alone, she's not me. You better open your own. Yeah.
Bloom twins. What a pair of lovely girls.
They're absolute beauties.
Absolutely lovely interviews today, guys. Thank you for listening, because it's been just a pleasure. And Dan Kaplan, what a wonderful co-host you are.
Stop it.
I want to know what it's like with you when you're not hungover, because if this is...
Honestly, I'm pretty boring.
Okay.
Hangover brings out the...
Lols.
The lol. I can't say that.
Lol.
The lols.
Oh. Is Dan Kaplan drowning over there? I'm not sure.
Yeah, slowly.
He's drowning with his herbal tea.
Yeah.
Yes, it's been a massive show. Oh, a big thanks to all of our guests, Dwayne Flames, Dreamwife, Bloom Twins and Young.
Yes.
Dan, you... Since we last saw each other, because obviously you came and we discussed These Days, your single featuring Macklemore and Jess Glynn. Things have really kicked off for the track. It's number 2 in the charts. It's doing really, really well. By the way, guys, go and get this single.
Please download it. Let's just knock Drake off his high
horse. Just for 1 week.
Yeah, I just want that little... trophy that you get for number one.
Yeah. I can tell you now, you're definitely going to get number one in your life.
Thank you. I hope so.
No, I can smell it on you, babe. I can smell it on you.
No, that's from last night.
Oh, yeah. That's something else. Things have really kicked off for you in the last few weeks. You've been doing loads of live performances with Jess and getting some incredible... I mean, the press has been incredible.
It's been great.
I'm seeing you everywhere.
Yeah,
I can't stop seeing you. It's literally like, leave me alone, Dan Kaplan.
Can you stop following me around? We've got Sunday brunch. And
you need to get some sleep, babe.
Yeah,
is it this weekend?
Yeah, Sunday.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're going to have so much fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And then we've got Live Lounge for a less good radio station.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, Live Lounge. Yeah. That's incredible. When's Live Lounge happening?
Wednesday.
Oh God, it's bam, 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 all happening.
Off to America. Yeah.
What are you doing there?
Well, I need waiting for them to confirm, but we might be doing a TV show out there.
Whoa.
Which would be so cool.
And if it's any of the ones I'm thinking of, then that's so sick.
Yeah, I'm hoping
it's one of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, how like completely vague was that?
So,
it's one of the ones I'm thinking of, isn't it? Yeah.
One of those TV shows.
Oh, well, it's so amazing to see how great things are going for you. And thank you so much for, keeping a level head and still coming to see your mates at Foo Bar Radio.
No, got a lot of time for the... FUB, what was it again?
Why can't you spell?
I can't. We need to get Dwayne back in it. B C.
Foo Bar Radio. The man with the best voice in the whole world.
Yeah, so silky.
So the rest of this year is going to be pretty banging for you. Is there anything that you'd like to say? Is there something specific? Because obviously, pretty big achievements are things like Live Lounge and things like doing all these different performances, gigs, and whatever. But is there something specific that you really want to achieve in the next year?
I mean, I kind of want to. Yeah, I just want to put out as much music as possible, really. Because I haven't really put that much out. I've kind of waited for a while.
I feel like you've got a backlog of loads of sick music.
I've got quite a few tunes.
And didn't we talk about you're releasing something fairly soon, are you not?
Yes, yeah, I'm just finishing it on Monday.
Ooh.
And then we're good to go. And then I've got a version of Flat Champagne with Macklemore on it as well.
Oh!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Did you see Ray Black last night?
I didn't actually.
Your Bessie mate.
Yeah, she just signed to Universal, so I think she was at a different party.
Oh, she was. She looked beautiful.
Yeah, she did look stunning. She always looks stunning.
You should do more music with her. Maybe an album. That would be lovely.
We wrote a couple of songs together for her stuff.
Hopefully something else.
Yeah.
And Jess Glynn, of course, your new best friend.
Yeah. I'm working with her next week as well.
I was going to say, why don't me and you...
Just jump in.
Why don't I come?
Why don't you just jump in, Harriet?
Right. Jess, this is Harriet. Yeah. She's not a singer.
She's not that musical, but...
but listen, she'll give it a good go.
Yeah. She's
good
she's
at...
She's got vibes.
Listen. Bum, 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 bum. I can do it, man.
That smells like a hit.
Jess Glynn, hit me up, babe.
Yeah.
I'm in it, yeah.
I love you just winked at the wall.
I winked at the camera, dude.
Right.
Welcome to Foo Fuck Off Radio. No, you've actually been fantastic today.
So, I mean, you've been a delight.
I'm proud of you for coming in.
You know what? I'm proud of me.
Yeah. Because, as I said, I bumped into Dan last night. Number one, he was like, oh, I'm coming on your show tomorrow. And I was like, I know. I was basically just as drunk as you, essentially.
Yeah.
And I thought, I came in and I said to my producers, I don't think Dan's going to get in. I don't think he's going to make it. I don't know if he has actually made it out of the Brits, whether he's still
as well.
He's still knee deep in the Brits.
It was close there. Well, out.
Dude, you're smashing it at life, so you deserve a blowout.
Yeah, every now and then. I promise that I'm
every
not.
Now and again, every time you come
every
here.
Every time I hear Food Bar Radio, I'm like, right, let me go out and get drunk.
Right, let's finish the show with your gorgeous song These Days. Thank you ever so much for coming in. Thanks for everyone for listening. Have you got any closing words for the people?
Make love, not babies. I don't know.
After spending 20 minutes talking about chlamydia, yeah. I think that's a really lovely sentiment.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye, Dan Kaplan.
Bye.
I know you moved on to someone new. Hope life is beautiful. You were the light for me to find my truth. I just want to say thank you. Leaving to find my soul. Told her I had to go. And I know it ain't pretty when our hearts get broke. Too young to feel this old, watching us both turn cold. Oh, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke. Yeah, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke.
I hope someday we'll sit down together and laugh with each other about these days, these days. Trying to move on.